Well, let's get to our guest. Gail Trotter is a national political analyst and attorney and joins us here on KGO 810. Gail, obviously, most constitutional scholars say that the president has the authority to bring refugees in. The governors are acting kind of in a more of a political context than a procedural context. But what is the next step here? And how can political leaders actually stop Obama if he wants to bring refugees in?
Funding. What is the chief power of the Congress? It's the power of the purse.
Right.
And we have funding bills that are coming up. And if the Congress really wants to act, they can withhold all funding for these resettlement programs. And that would actually be a humanitarian act because it costs the same amount to help 12 refugees who stay in the Middle East or another region, which is what they're supposed to do under the UN documents, that refugees are supposed to stay in the safest, closest location to their country of origin, so that when the conflict stops, they can be repatriated to their country. But you can take care of 12 people in that region for the cost of taking care of one person in the United States. So it's not humanitarian to resettle these Syrian refugees in the United States. Also, it's a national security risk. We had Senator Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate today pushing for two bills that would be an immediate action to provide some protection and relief to the American people to protect our homeland. And yet,
well, can I say something real quick? You realize Ted Cruz is insane, right?
Of course he's not. Why do you think he's insane?
He wants a Christianity litmus test for people coming to
school. That's correct. He's trying to avoid genocide. There are Christians who are not able to be in these UN resettlement camps in the Middle East because the jihadists have control over the settlement camps, and they are killing the Christians, selling the women into slavery. I mean, you want to talk about a rape culture? That's where the rape culture is.
Yeah.
We see that with the Yazidis, too. They are not given the same ability in these resettlement camps that Muslims, even the moderate Muslims, are.
So what you're saying is that Ted Cruz is actually opposing the Syrian refugees coming into the United States because he cares about the Christians in these camps. That makes no sense. That's typical.
No, he's opposing.
I didn't realize that you were a little out there. All right, this is good though. I'm glad. So you're saying you oppose Syrian refugees on coming in the United States on a security issue based on what?
Security and humanitarian.
No. I know what you're saying. But right now, the countries over there, nobody but France is considering taking them in. They're going from country to country, trying to find somebody that will give them some sort of comfort. If you say sending them back to Syria, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Of course not. That's against the UN dictates. We would not want to send
them back. Forget the UN
Syria
dictates for a second, Gail. These are people that are dying trying
that's
to find.
Right, and we should protect them. It is President Obama's misguided policy to have withdrawn from Iraq.
Why do you got to be so hacky? You and the GOP with your hackdom. It's unbelievable. Why can't you talk about this without attacking Obama? Because what Obama's...
I'm not attacking him. I'm just faulting his leadership. I'm not attacking him personally. I'm saying that even our allies don't respect his leadership.
If we bring 30,000 people into this country, okay, and we find a way to vet them, and which we have
we
done
can't.
In the past.
The
no. We've done
problem.
It with 800,000 people since 9/11, and there are no terrorists.
We had the FBI director, James Comey, testify. James Comey was appointed by President Obama. He testified before Congress saying that the FBI cannot vet the Syrian refugees.
Well, the FBI dropped
his
the bomb on 9/11 because they couldn't even use email. That's not the standard by which you judge whether or not you help people who are dying, whether
right,
the FBI... The FBI criticized... The FBI wants to stop Apple from having an encryption on their phones. That's how they attack terror. Come on.
I'm agreeing with you about the incompetence of government to keep
the
American people
safe. That's not what I said. I'm not. Look,
so
again, it's all for you right-wing people. It's all about how government's really horrible and going bad. When government wants to do something good and to help people now, then you pick them apart and you say impossible to do.
If you want to help people, you help 12 people who are resettled in safe areas close to their country.
Lift your head up from your talking points, Gail. Lift your head up and start thinking, okay? We have the ability to help 30,000 people, which, of course, is a small number compared to the refugees that we brought in since 9/11 in this country, almost 800,000 people. How many terrorists in that 800,000 people? Do you know?
We've had 100 U.S.
Zip.
Citizens
Zip. Zero.
Go to the Middle
Zero.
East to join up with ISIS. They have U.S. passports. At any time, they could come back here and orchestrate a Paris-style attack. ISIS has put out on social media that they are coming to the center of our nation, which is Washington, D.C.
So you guys, you get a flutter and you get afraid, and then you act
I'm not
out.
Afraid.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
Do you think that we should have? Do you think we should have? Do you think we should have a database of all the Muslims that are in this country?
Of course not. That's
what
ridiculous.
Donald Trump says. That's what Donald Trump was.
I never said I supported Donald Trump, did I?
No, but he is, of course, the leader of your party. He's 42%.
He's not the leader. He's a presidential nominee contender, and he has tapped into
the... Who is the leader, then, of the GOP in your mind? Who speaks for the party right now?
Who speaks for the party? The people, the grassroots. The grassroots who are saying... D.C. is not listening. We gave the Republicans the majority of the House in 2010. We gave the Republicans the majority position in the Senate in 2014. And each time the Republicans went to the grassroots and said, if you give us the House, the control, we'll oppose President Obama. If you give us the Senate majorityship, we will oppose President Obama and put our agenda in. They have completely failed to do that. So you cannot say that Donald Trump is the leader of the Republican Party.
All right, well, then I'll go down. Cruz, Bush have all said that Christians should be let in before Muslims. Do you agree to that?
There is a genocide.
I just asked you a question. Do you agree that Christians should be let in before Muslims?
We cannot vet who is safe from that region.
Ted Cruz has said that he believes that Christians should be given priority over people whose values don't coincide with American values. And then
he said groups in the Middle East that are minorities that are being subjected to genocide. That would include sort of Muslim groups like the Yazidis. They're a
sort of Muslim groups. Is that technical? Sort of Muslim groups.
They are a heresy of Islam, the Yazidis. So it's not fair to characterize.
So how do you know when somebody comes in the country that they're a member of that group, or they're just somebody that's a moderate Muslim?
So I would disagree with Senator Cruz, and I would say that we need to have an absolute moratorium on immigration from these high conflict zones that have a high number of jihadists who are determined to bring America.
What country did Timothy McVeigh come from?
Obviously, the United States.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the time, Gail. I appreciate it. Again, a national political analyst, an attorney, and a hack. Wow.